Yeah, hi.
Hello, my name is Adriana with Eagle Moss. How can I assist you today?
So was I transferred again? I'm not sure. I just mentioned it to the previous person and the previous customer rep that my account was canceled and I see a charge on my credit card. So I'm just following up regarding that.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your last name, please?
MIRJE.
And can I have your zip code?
21075.
And just to verify, you say 21075?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then allow me a few seconds here to locate your account. And thank you for patiently holding. The system is still loading. It's pulling up your account.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about the hold. The system is loading really slow.
Okay.
Can I have you to verify your first name and the shipping address, please?
Ima Mirjay.
And that shipping address, please?
7810 Paragon Circle, apartment 211, Elkridge, Maryland, 21075.
So the address on file was a bit different. Do you happen to did you happen to have the first order sent out to a different address?
No, it's 7810, same address. I don't know what address you are referring to.
Okay. Let's see. Can I have you to verify the last four digits of the card that was used for payment?
I think it's 1723. Is that what you think? Or 1723.
From the events yesterday.
Do you happen to have an email confirmation of the order number for when the order was placed?
Which order?
The first order when you placed, you stated that you canceled the account. And to be able to have an account, you had to order something with us. Do you happen to have the order number?
It was in April, May, I remember that I had placed the order. I don't see it in my inbox, but I'm trying to log in. It doesn't show on my phone.
If you can provide us an order number and account number, we'd be able to pull up the account a bit more easier to give you more information. And as well as...
But the first rep, he was able to pull it up and he did see the charge. So I'm not sure why you're not seeing it. But yeah, I found it. It's 345-816-30001. That's the account number. I was charged $4.99. This is from April 28, 2020. And that's all it's there. That's all.
Yeah. Provide me that account number one more time, please.
345-816-30001.
It's really important that we want to engage with all of you in a conversation. We know that a lot of the work that we've been supporting with our clients over the last several months, telehealth has been front and center on that.
Okay, so I've located the correct account here, and I do see here that the account is canceled, and it was canceled on the 24th of September. There was a second shipment that was sent out on the 22nd of September. And that was before the account was ever canceled.
But how would you send the shipment even when, before I would receive the actual trial product? And every time I have called since April, they have told me that there's a delay, and I asked them to cancel. They said not to cancel it and to cancel once I receive the product. And that's what I did, as I was told. And I didn't call once or twice. I called multiple times. And then I was also told that I'm not charged $4.99, but I had to tell them that I have been charged for that. And I asked them, I'm not going to get charged again. Is this all, like, clear? And when I called the same day that I received the product, I called customer service, and they said, you're all good to go, and it's been canceled. And you won't have any charges. It was okay, only this morning when I checked, I saw the charge.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. But I do see here that the order was on back order due to the backpack from April. The first order officially was sent out on the 18th. It was sent out on the 18th, and as it is when we emailed you, letting you know that the order was sent out and was tracking information, so you're able to track it.
So the tracking information didn't show anything. And that's why I, again, had called about that as well, because the tracking didn't show anything. It didn't show where it was, when it was being shipped, if I received it or not, when I'm receiving it. And it was kept outside the door, like outside of the apartment door. And ours is secured. So I wouldn't have even known if I hadn't checked the box. That's how it was left out.
I understand, but you still received that email stating that the item is on its way to you. You could have canceled that same day that you called in to check on the tracking, or as soon as you seen that email within your email.
Your folks told me to call once I received the product, and I hadn't received the product yet.
You haven't received the product, but you just stated that you seen the box outside the apartment door.
Oh, my gosh. What I'm trying to say, I have a meeting, so I don't know if you are unable to refund this, or is that where this discussion is going? But what I'm trying to say is I received the email, but the tracking didn't work, And I was told by a rep to call once I received the item. And that's when I called to cancel once I received it.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. But the second package was already sent out. We're unable to issue a refund. You will have to return the second one to be able to receive a refund for that one.
Who's going to bear the shipping charge? I'm not going to pay for that.
I do apologize. We don't have any prepaid labels or any shipping or RMA numbers.
No, then I need to get somehow reimbursed for that shipping because I'm not sending that back. I didn't even ask for that. I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, this order is from April. And even before I received the trial product, you guys sent me the monthly. If it's a monthly basis, it should come after a month, not before I actually receive the trial product. How does this is not right, because I'm going to contest this.
I understand. I
don't know. This discussion is going nowhere. This doesn't make sense. I don't know if you want to check with the supervisor or someone, but I'm not incurring that charge. And now I'm just being pushed, like, I'm calling since April, and everyone keeps giving me, like, the same info, and today I've been already bounced around, like, 3-4 times.
They're reporting up to 20-30% of all of their patient visits are now provided via telehealth.
And I'm missing now a meeting, so if you can help me, that would be, like, great. I will send the product. I don't want anything for free, but I'm not incurring that charge because I did not ask for it. I asked for the trial product, and that's what I'm going by. And I paid for that. And I waited for over six months.
I understand. And I am a supervisor. That's why you were transferred over to me.
Okay, then you should be having another supervisor then. This is not right. This is so incorrect.
All the supervisors that you're going to speak to.
You cannot force your product on me. You cannot do that. Even before I receive, how would you feel if I sent you a product, trial product, and even before you receive the trial product, I'm going to send you the monthly recurring shipment for you to try it out? How does that make sense? And if it's a monthly, how does it come out even before the trial product? If that's the case, you need to train your entire staff to tell that, okay, even if the shipment's not gone through, just cancel the account, because I did call to cancel.
I understand, but
even to cancel the trial product, I called to cancel that as well, but I was told that I cannot cancel it.
I do apologize, but the second package that was recently charged to you, that is just recently sent out on the 24th.
I don't care. I mean, 22nd, I'm getting the other package. I get an email that I'm getting the trial package on 22nd, and you sent me the monthly item on 24th in 2 days. You ship it out. I understand you guys are trying to make a buck probably, but that's not right. That's unethical.
I do apologize.
If it's monthly, you should at least give like 2 weeks, right? Who ships it even before the product is arrived? I haven't even looked at the books. I haven't looked what the content is. How can I go with the monthly order? And now you're putting it on me to send it back to you and incur all the other charges? I mean,
the only way to be able to receive a refund would be to return it back.
I will return it, but I'm not going to pay for that shipping. So if you can return me, including the shipment charges, whatever it's going to cost, that would be great. Because I'm going to call my credit card as well, and I'm going to dispute this.
Okay.
And I'll leave a review for you guys. And I will leave you a review as well.
I understand. Allow me a few seconds here, please. Well, thank you for patiently holding. I went ahead and processed that full refund of the $42.60. Allow the refund 3 to 5 business days to be posted back to your account.
Okay. And yes, how do I send it back?
There's no need to send it back. Just allow the refund 3 to 5 business days to be posted back to your account.
Okay. And my account's canceled, right?
Yes, ma'am. The account is canceled.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Eagle Moss, have a wonderful day.
You too.